Hi, everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date today is November 15th, 2017. And here we go. Let's clear the date for everybody. So, releasing the energy from this date, members from this date, and also every date of this date going back to the get-go, basically in your lifetime here. So, here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And that feels pretty good. Okay, so let's clear your room with the light beam. So bringing the light beam up online. You should be able to see it on your monitor screen or screens. Bringing in peace energy to you. And normally when that energy comes in, things that are maybe up in the corners of your roof or building or something, hiding out, they tend to leave. So you may have a nice peaceful room afterwards. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And let's next work on a situation that you're dealing with. So whatever that would be, let's put some energy there for you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, it looks good to me. So we'll bring our co-host down, Michelle. Are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and hello to everybody out there in the world. And welcome again to Wednesday Night Creation Lightship Show. And so I'm just checking the date. Yep, today is November 15th, 2017. And we have a couple things going on. So we had a call last week about the financial situation and moving forward with that. We now have the documents. They were emailed earlier today. So I have a file folder of people who have requested that information, and I will be sending that out sometime between tonight and tomorrow to the people that have requested it. So I will just send it back to the email. And if you're still looking for that information, please email clsquestions@yahoo.com, and that is for people who attended the call. And then we have another thing coming up in, not this week, but the week after, and that's going to be a Saturday, and that is the Brain Cell Rejuvenation Healing Session Number 1, which would imply that there's more than one session. I believe there might be four sessions, actually. And Ron, did you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, what I see is that the brain is kind of partitioned out. So these partitions tend to keep the brain from communicating, to itself, which actually is the way, your brain works. You know, when you talk, you got to connect the dots, and not all the dots get connected. So making it very simple, this is what we're going to be doing. It's helping you out maybe for better maybe brain integration, and you might feel like you're, actually a little bit younger as this goes on, and you're able to maybe think faster, quicker, and just have some more clarity in your life. So we did a few samples on it in a few shows a while back. Everybody liked it, maybe last month or something. So anyway, we're going to be doing that, and it could be up to four, maybe three. I believe $20 for a two-hour call. And we'll just see how you are after that. So if you do miss the first one, you can still get on the second one if that's a problem for you. You can be absentee if you wish. But just know that, the more of these you have, the better off you are. So back to you, Michelle.
Wow, that's very interesting, Ron. And it's interesting how you talked about with the partitions. I know that... I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but it is similar to hearing about dissociative disorder, which happens when people become traumatized. They dissociate, and then their brain honeycombs into different situations which can't usually talk to each other. So, yes, the brain is partitioned off, and that's fascinating, and I'm actually reading the full email right now, and it's a very interesting description that has been written up about it, so very well written, thank you to whoever wrote that, about how that was all created, that they couldn't create our spirit selves. So they created other Earths, and hence why we have all these timelines and clones and whatnot happening. So I'm very much looking forward to this. It is.
You able to read that to see what it is there?
Let's see. So the first part that I found very interesting right here, it says, non-source extraterrestrials made copies of the original Earth's physical blueprint with the intention to control the Earth's reality. However, they could not duplicate the authentic light code energy. Instead, they produced a multitude of corrupted holographic Earths, and each Earth contained an infinite number of fabricated multidimensional timeline realities. This is essentially the alien-created holographic mind matrix we are living in. Fascinating. Yeah, it's a really interesting email. Probably most of the people that listen to the show are getting the email, but if you're not, there is a place to go on the website, so www.creationlightship.com, and enter your email, and then you will be on a list. And they send out very few emails, actually, possibly once a month about the monthly call. But if they are doing a special call, you will get the information about that, knowing when it's going to happen. And it's always good to keep up, because then sometimes Ron will also want to do something rather quickly and, you know, throw something in there. So it's good to keep up with all the shows and everything that's going on. Because I know most people are very interested in becoming as healed as they possibly can. Because most of these things, Ron, I wouldn't have known half of these things unless you brought them up. That, you know, was a possibility to have an issue and possibly get it healed. I wouldn't have even known half of this stuff. So I really appreciate learning about all these things. I find it really good. So that's the first one. How many do you think there will be?
Well, I'm pretty sure it'll be 3, could be 4, but I would say, typically 3.
Okay, so then a couple other things. Unless people scroll down to the bottom that they may have missed, that it would be good to, I guess, start working on to do this since it is only a week and a half away. There are mandatory prerequisites for the brain cell rejuvenation session number 1, and those are the emotional whole life clearing and the mental whole lifetime clearing, which we speak about quite a bit. And, I know, Ron, you've talked about it many times, and when I first came to this information, you talked about it quite a bit before I decided to do it. And so I guess I just need to say, just do it. Really, you're not going to regret it. You're going to feel like, wow, I wish I had done that before. I wish I had done this 20 years ago. But you didn't know about it then, but you know about it now. So just go ahead and do it, because there's so much more other wonderful things coming your way once you get those done. And they are amazingly beneficial to your life. You will no longer be triggered by probably 99% of the things that bother you now. So that's wonderful to know. And then there's also recommended additional healings, and those include the harmonic clearing, which is great. It's about harmonic energy, so odd harmonic energy. So basically anytime you've heard music or a tone of voice that wasn't pleasant, anything like that, it will get rid of that out of your body. The magnetic twisted body clearing. Ron, do you want to talk about that one? We don't talk about that too much.
Yeah, that clearing is realigns all of your energetic body so that they're in proper sequential order and in alignment, so your spirit will be able to run its energy to all these energetic bodies for healing. I guess that's the easiest way to state that. So it realigns everything. And if the body is turned sideways, much like, you know, we know that your spirit can be in your body crooked, so can your energetic body. So it realigns everything for you. And then your spirit can communicate and do healings, clearings on these bodies that are, you know, so badly needed to have the clearings done. You know, it just takes one energetic body to be messed up, you may not get a healing. So you definitely want to do that. And some people, you know, get the clearing and they do it once a month, just because they like it and the way it feels afterwards. So anyway, that's what I'd recommend doing is getting that one. So back to you.
Yeah, that one is really fascinating, and I think it was about maybe the third one that I ever got, because you mentioned it on a show saying that if you have done any of the other clearings, then you should do this one too, and once a month or every now and then after you've done a couple clearings, you know. It basically realigns everything, and for me, it actually, I could feel that in my physical body. It's really hard to explain in words, but I could feel it in my physical body that I had done this and that I needed it. And I was so glad that I had done it. I don't think it could have been explained enough to me to do it, but I just decided to go for it. And I'm so glad I did, because it really was great. So then the next one after that is the Mind Matrix Bundle. And that is a bundle of four separate healings. So instead of paying for the healing separately, it includes the orb healing, which is a whole life healing, which is typically priced, depending on how old you are, $5 times each year of your life. It also includes the Mind Matrix barcode, which is typically starting out at $100 minimum just for the barcode. It doesn't have to do with your age, but that's just how much it is. And then the cellular mental clearing, which also has to do with your age. So if you're over 20, it's going to be, you know, $5 times your age. And then the eliminate alien attack. So the Mind Matrix bundle is $200 for 1 month. But then when you're done running those for a month and clearing out as much as you can, then you can buy the orb for $50 for unlimited time for the rest of your life. You can also get the cellular mental for unlimited time for the rest of your life at $50. And then the Mind Matrix barcode for $50 for unlimited. And then the eliminate alien attack, I believe, is always a healing that is going to be priced depending on by the month. So, but you still are saving yourself quite a bit of money to get the bundle all at once. And very amazing healings that all four of those are. And then the last one that is recommended as additional is the mental barcode. So that is, Ron, how is the mental whole life clearing different from the mental barcode clearing?
Well, the whole life starts off and eliminates things from your whole lifetime. And the other one is how they put a barcode on you to tag you and connect with you all the time. So one deals with your past, cleaning out your past, and then one works in the present moment for what you're dealing with.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. So looking forward to that, and we will discuss it more on other shows as well. So let's see what we have here in the email box. It looks like we have quite a bit of different questions and all sorts of things. So, okay. We have somebody, Ron, who has written you, it says, a song you might like as a new discovery, and I'm going to forward that to you, and you can check that out at your leisure and bring it up on another show if you want. I have not seen it yet. And then that same person always writes in with some very interesting emails, so they have some questions, and I'm just going to ask a couple of them, and then probably one of the other show hosts is going to finish because there's a couple in here. But thank you to the listener. You've separated them so that we can cover a few and then come back to it. So the first question is, if all timelines are real, which is the most real? Or are they equally real? Maybe the one we are on now with Ron is the most real because maybe we have more of our soul present with us and light codes available to our body. That's part of the question. Or whereas our dream lives are more just holographic with small fragments of our souls. So the question is, which one's most real?
Well, the most real, the only real one is when you're in the present moment. So that's the way I would address that. So if you do the finger exercise and or you do mind to heart drop, and that puts you into peace energy, you're still on a timeline, but that one's close to being all real. We're on the show here, you're close to being all real because time has stopped for you on the timeline. Now, if you happen to be on the call that we did where we put the new earth energy into your bedroom and your house, then as you walk into that, that is real. So everything else in your dream state will be on the fabricated holographic realities on timelines. So a parallel life and a timeline would be the same thing. You know, you're living a life parallel, we'll say, or at the same time, which, and it may not be the exact same time, but you're perceiving it that way. And so that would be your parallel lives and also, you know, the timelines that you're living, and they're all real to you. You can bleed on those timelines. You can cry on those timelines. You're going to have physical pain on those timelines, just like you're living here. But the only real one that's true real is if you did the house call and we put the new earth energy into it. Now, another time when you're on a real, say, timeline is, although you're still on an alien timeline because you're not completely off of that, but when you're doing something that is creative, which is why you're here, why you came here to begin with, is to be creative. That's the only reason why you're here, and that's when time stops for you. And so that would be a more real timeline for you. So any timeline, let's see, any time you're living your life and you're thinking, then you automatically know that you are on a holographic reality timeline because it's not created by source energy. And that's why when I go to the expos and make people real, or make maybe on some of the BBS calls, I'll make your maybe a plant real in your house, or maybe your dog or your cat real. That's why they look different. So, and they look real. So you'd be like a hologram looking at something that's real with, you know, energy and looking three-dimensional. And the way I could probably describe it to you, it'd be much like, you know, looking at the new 4K TVs, you know, versus the old, you know, standard 1080 ones or whatever in the old days, you know. So you're looking at the regular, you know, 4K, which would look much better as far as the way you're seeing it with your eyes versus the other one. And we can just see if anybody out there listening would like to add to what I'm saying. They may have their own little perspective. But once you get into your house, if you've had, you know, that situation where you made the house real or your bedroom real, you know what it's like. So maybe somebody could input to us what they think or feel that the difference is there. Because we had a lot of people on that call having their house, you know, worked with and had a lot of comments on it. And that would be a good contrast for people to understand if you wanted to maybe write in something right now. That'd be great. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, wow. Fascinating. Yeah, you know, a lot of those different new versions of televisions and things, I think, I don't know if I'd be able to tell the difference unless I had them side by side sometimes. So, you know, I don't know, maybe I could. I guess it does look a little bit better, but I sometimes wonder, like, wow, would I even know if I hadn't been told this and if I didn't see them side by side? So if you're saying that's how subtle the difference can look, even though it's completely different, that's just kind of amazing. So, okay, great. Well, I will read another one of these, which isn't a question. It's actually more of an incident that he has reported, and then I'll leave the other parts of his questions for another show host. It says that he had a vivid waking dream dialogue, and it had some nasty critters in it. There was a kind of cackling and mocking tone of a voice. Some beings were speaking, and they weren't being very friendly. And they told him, "We can destroy you completely." He said, "I cannot see them. They seem to be a certain type of alien and very warlike." But he found himself being unafraid and protecting himself. And he rose up and shot back, and he said to them, "You cannot destroy me. I will always resurrect. I am indestructible in the end." Interesting. So I wonder, he's probably a part of one of the soldiering groups, and I know that they do offer protection. So,
yeah, I wouldn't doubt, not knowing who the person is, I wouldn't doubt if they are a time-traveling soldier. And that the moxie that he was using there, we'll say, was probably from that. And, yeah, it just changes your life. And you're no longer a wimp. And as you were reading that, the aliens were, or whatever was there doing that to him, were eliminated.
Wow. Okay. Well, very good. And congratulations, listener. I think that sounds really interesting. Okay. So let's see here. We have some new things coming in. Somebody is wondering about an amber blood transfusion. How often to do the amber blood transfusion after the initial alien blood barcode removal? And how often to do all the barcode removals, mind matrix, bundle, and so forth, after the initial clearing?
Okay, as far as the barcodes, we're not talking about the death barcode or the mind of the body, so that's a whole different situation. But as far as you know, the other barcodes, like we have the alien blood barcode, I would think if you have those, I'd probably run them every 2 weeks. Just kind of put them on a rotation, write them down, and just rotate them off and on when you have the time to do that. You can also run them at night. It's just, you know, it just makes a lot of sense to just do those clearings. But you don't want to do anything that deals with the death barcode unless you contact me to let me know, so I can tell you what the amount would be if you have any at all. I've been getting a few lately, maybe about a half a dozen, and people have cleared things out maybe 6 months ago, and they have nothing. So that's real good. So just, you know, you do want to contact me. You don't want to do anything just because you think you have one. So contact me first, and I can tell you what you might have on the death barcode stuff. And that includes the, in fact, somebody was wondering, so if you do the death barcode, you have the death barcode, and if I say you have five of those, then you do five, and then next you do five of the stress death barcode, and then you have to enter in depression, so you would have five depression death barcodes. So they're all the same, those three particular clearings there. And each one will take you Well, the death ones take you 2 hours to do. The mind of the body and the mind of the body you only do 1 hour, and the depression you still want to very possibly do that for 2 hours also, along with the stress. So back to you. But the other ones that you have a barcode on, I probably run them every couple of weeks. So back to you.
Oh, great. Well, thanks. Good to know. I wrote that down. So everyone except for the death barcode run every 2 weeks. I will start doing that myself on the ones that I have. Okay. And Ron, tonight it's Wednesday night, so you're typically on the conference calls for Wednesday night, you do water charging. Somebody has written in, if they are absentee, how do they do their water charging? Can you explain how they can do that?
Yeah, you just put the water containers, you know, on your, maybe on your table, kitchen table or something, and mark them, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that's the order that you would drink them in, and they'll be charged automatically for you. And then the water typically will taste different for each day, but don't drink them out of order because they work consistently, you know, sequentially for you. So just get the water and just drink one and then drink two, you know, and until you're done. If you are extra thirsty one day, you can go into the next day's water if you would like to do that. Nothing's wrong with that. And you don't want to dilute the water by putting something else in it, like maybe making it, you know, for your coffee or tea or something. You want to drink it as water. So, back to you.
Okay, good. All right. Well, somebody wrote in, they said, I'm a newbie with Creation Lightshift, and I've enjoyed both Whole Life Clearing. Looking forward to more. They don't say which ones, but I'm thinking possibly the emotional and the mental. And then it says, I also did the death barcode clearing, but I'm not sure if I successfully cleared them all, so I'm going to forward that to you, Ron, and you can answer that question personally. And
okay.
For people who want to ask Ron that question, like say the listener wanted to just write to Ron and say, how many death barcodes do I have? You can email Ron directly with very short questions like that at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Just when you do that, that does go directly to him. So try not to overwhelm with too many emails and try to keep them very short. So, and Ron will probably most likely email you back with a very short answer as well, but succinct and to the point.
Yeah, it'll be short, yeah. So what I do is somebody will say, well, how many do I have, you know, mind of the body or death barcodes, and I'll just put maybe a few dots or an equal sign, and then I'll put the number there and then have a few dots or equal sign after it. Somehow I can't figure out on my Yahoo. I used to have a thing on the bottom where I could do bold, and I could make the number bold, but I can't do that now because it's a different type of Yahoo email. And I'm not that computer savvy, but I can't find the bold button. So anyway, you will have it sent back to you. So far, everybody's been pretty nice, you know, on what they're doing there. So all I just need to know is, you know, just the facts. Remember the old movie? And you may not, maybe you're not old enough, but this is black and white stuff. You know, Sergeant Friday, you know, goes and knocks on the door and he goes, ma'am, give me the facts, just the facts, or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
You remember that one, Michelle? Are you old enough?
You know, I don't quite think I do, and yet I feel
yeah.
Like
that was Dragnet. Yeah, yeah, that was Dragnet.
Dragnet, so. Okay, yeah. I think I've seen it. Just the facts.
Yeah. Okay, that's great, yeah, yeah. So anyway. That's all that I need, and the reason is I'm in the moment, and after I see about 10 words, I just stop because I don't recall what the first word was, so it's difficult on reading. It just turns into letters, and, you know, I just want to be able to get through it quickly as possible and get to the next email. Sometimes it could take me 10 minutes to figure out a couple of those depth barcodes for you, so it's not a real quick thing for me. So back to you.
Oh, man, I think you just explained why school was so tricky. It was like, oh, you had to read and retain all this information, and it was so difficult. I was just like, oh, this is agonizing. It's like I just fought it, you know?
Yes.
I think that's why I enjoyed the IQ and the education clearing so very much. Okay, so let's see. The next one says, specific archive brain integration. Will that work on the archive? If so, share for possible sharing with others. And I'm not sure what they're saying. I think they're...
Maybe I did a sample on it. So it'll work three times.
Oh, okay.
So it'll work. So just, if it's on a BBS archive, it'll work three times for you, and also three times for the person listening that you bring over to your house or something and have them listen to it. After that, it won't work.
Okay, great. So I'm just adding to people who are asking for the information from the call about the financial workshop. Okay. Oh, this is the same question, so I'm going to just move it. Okay.
I can do a clearing if you like. Can you pull one out of the hat?
Okay. You mean which one would you like to do?
Yeah, why don't you dig into the hat there and see what we can pull out here, and I'll look at it.
You know what? How about it having to do with education?
Do with what?
Our education.
A little hard. You're kind of garbly. I'll move my phone. Okay. It's probably on my end here. Go ahead.
Is there anything that you can do dealing with our education? I know so many people were in the educational system for so many years of their life.
Yeah, we do have an education clearing and an IQ clearing. So I'll do a sample of the education one. So basically, to make it real simple, this is how you've been, I don't have a better word besides BS, okay? I could probably go a little worse, but that's basically it, and how you've been taught the wrong thing or the wrong way to live here. You know, they should have started off you with kindergarten and shown you the aliens and say, don't go to church and don't pray and don't get hooked up, you know. And look out for those shapeshifters, because if that was the case, you being younger, being very intuitive and psychic, maybe in kindergarten, you might have a better understanding instead of having it people telling you that what you're seeing isn't real. So that's where it kind of started at, I guess. And plus your parents weren't educated enough either. And they're still talking about doing disclosure projects, which is, to me, kind of funny, anyway, so here we go. So this is just a sample of, I guess I'll use first grade, I guess. I don't know. So we'll try to take away, and I can't get everything, naturally, but I might be able to get maybe 5% of what you were taught in the first grade that kind of wasn't true to you, okay? So you may have done more than the teacher. So here we go, releasing that disinformation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So you might have a slight headache, possibly. You might feel a movement in your brain, we'll say. That's because now you're reprocessing what you were taught. I can't tell you how deep this is going for you and how much coverage it is, but you should feel something. And remember, what you learned then is true right now, and you want to have it released from you. So that's the basic thing. So hopefully you're feeling something. going on. So back to you.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you, Ron. And if you haven't done the education clearing, you might want to. I think it's really great. It's hard to explain again, but I know that depending on when you were in the school system and what school system you were in, we were all subjected to either learning how not to think or how to be a good slave, just one of the things you might want to let go of.
It's also general education, you know. You know, you had your parents telling you things, and, you know, your mentors, neighbors, and anybody around you had an opinion, and you probably respected their opinion because they're older. And maybe you had to respect it, right or wrong. So this is what it does, is free you up. So I'm sure that school is only part of it. So back to you.
Yeah, right. School is only part of it. And then I noticed as I left school and got older that the really important things that affected me very deeply and had probably been affecting me and everybody else for eons was nothing that we even learned in school. All the important things you actually had to find out for yourself anyway. So, okay. All right. So we have a really good question here, Ron. It says, does the half-price deal after buying a full-price clearing apply to all the clearings, like desk barcode, or just the whole life clearing?
Yeah, it'll work for all the clearings. Anything over $100. Initially, I had it only for whole life, but I decided to change it. So anything over $100, $100 or over, you can get the next one for half price. Now, that's the clearings. That's not the bundles. So that's the clearings. So, you know, normally you probably want to do the whole life because that could probably be the most expensive one that you're doing. But that's not always the case. But it's designed to have you and your spouse stand the same page with your healings. But, you know, if you're single, then, yeah, by all means, then, you know, take advantage of that. And it's up to you to do the math on it, what you want to do to get the most benefit on it. So back to you.
Okay, so great. So if people have not bought them before, I'll just tell you, say really quickly how to do it. So if you're 40 years old, then you buy your first, let's say, a whole life clearing or a healing over $100. So you do the first one at, let's say if you have a 20-year-old child, you buy their whole life clearing or a partner, whatever, and then your clearing, you're going to buy saying that you're 20 because that's half of what you are. But then when you run it, you're going to run it at your full age so that it clears your whole life. And then the next one after that, you're going to pay full price again. And then the next one after that is half price. So, yes, it was designed so that, like, say, if a woman got a whole life emotional clearing, then she could also clear her husband at a bit of a discount so that they were kind of going together in their evolution or whatever you want to.
Yeah, and it's harder to do the other one. See, the whole life, you can just take half your age and pay for that to get the discount. With the other ones, it's more complicated. You have to do a donation and then send me the information on that so I can okay that you're going to be doing it for half price on the clearing that you want to have. So it's a little more complicated. But anyway, it would still work. So back to you.
Yeah, because some of them are just like a flat price, basically. So.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
All right. Great. So, all right. The next question. November 15th. Oh, they're asking which barcodes do we clear every 2 weeks? And I believe, Ron, you said any of them you have, because there's like several barcode clearings, except for the death barcode. So once you've cleared it, it's done. And then they just have to check with you every now and then if they want to see if there's more put on?
Yeah, that's what the death barcode, a lot of people are finding that they're The Spirit death barcode, you really don't need to check on that much, maybe every 6 months. But you have to ask me about that one because you have to put a number in it. The other ones that you're doing, you may want to do the alien blood barcode, okay? And that one's pretty good because you start getting rid of this imprinting in your blood. I'll do a sample here for the, it's not online yet, but it would be the cloned skin. So if you've been out and about rubbing shoulders with people or breathing the clones, hear that they're exhaling, here we go. Let's get this off of you. This is on your skin. And then I'll do in your lungs. So here we go, releasing the energy on your skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And now we'll do your respiratory system here. So this is the skin that's inside of your lungs, basically. So releasing that energy out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy, telling you, it's been around a lot of clones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Wow. So back to you.
All right, great. Thanks so much. Okay, well, we do have a report about the new energy in our home. Somebody wrote in, the new earth energy in our home after the clearing feels like going to a wonderful restaurant versus going into a dump of a restaurant equals the old house energy. So it's peace and joy versus fear and worry. I hope this helps. The clearings are awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, interesting to mention about the restaurant, yeah. You're going to the, you don't know if you're being captured at the old yucky restaurant there, you know, being on the buffet table looking at the aliens, you know. Anyway. Yeah. And who knows what you're eating, you know? Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it's like either a nice restaurant or bar food. Okay, so let's see here. Here's a, that's a testimonial. Oh, no, not that one. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. It says clones are being dropped in. The 11:13 show. Hi, Ron. The clones are being dropped in into the Oakland County in Michigan by the thousands. And they are all on the road running red lights like it is totally normal. And I don't mean one car. I mean three cars going through the intersection. Hence, driving to work is a dangerous time. I run the 12 source energies the entire drive time. I'm always looking out for them. Over half of these vehicles are pickup trucks and work vans. Thank you dearly for all that you do.
Wow. Well, it's a good place not to visit, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody else be aware too, you know. It's it'll be happening that we're off.
Well, okay. You know how we talk about money sometimes and that there's different symbols on it and different things going on? Somebody wrote in, they said, I know that there are a lot of negative symbols on the cash, but that they feel that it's preferable for the electronic payments because they feel the electronic payments can be monitored. They feel that somebody's trying to push them on us, and that they think if they don't like what they're doing, they can do things to your account. So right now they feel that cash is okay. So, yeah, Ron, you've mentioned several times how you can get the cash to be okay with your body so that your body is, like, attuned to it and not trying to get it away from you. Can you go over that again real quick?
Well, yeah, well, I mentioned this at the workshop. You can, if you want to draw money to you, this is what you can do, which could help you. You first want to watch the money. So, you know, everybody has watched money by mistake off and on. And when it comes out and you find it in the wash machine, it's, you know, looks really nice, you know, compared to all wilted and stuff. So you could probably do that. And then do an object clearing on it, and then take the money. And I recommend, if you can get this much, get $1,000, like 10 $100 bills, and get a money belt or something, put it in a plastic bag or whatever, and hold it close to your skin. And the reason why you're doing this is because you could be, you're repelling the money from your body. I mean, your body doesn't want to have it. So you want to become the money in a sense, so you can not be allergic to it, and you can start drawing money back into your life again. So you have three reasons why you have the money with you, close to your skin, to let your body resonate with it. The first reason why you normally don't want to have money with you is because you could spend it, and you could get it stolen, or you could lose it. And there could be something else in there, but that's the only two that I can think of. And once you overcome that fear, dealing with fear, okay, do that for about a month, have the money on you. I've had even people put it around them, and they even took showers with it. They had it sealed some way. You know, it's kind of up to you. But if you have the money around you, then you're not going to be allergic to it, and you may be able to draw money to you afterwards because you're now in that money frequency. And I think a lot of people had great success. If you don't have money, you could always put a credit card maybe, you know, on you. May not be the same, but it might be worth the value of the credit card. So it's kind of what you believe on it. And again, it's still the same thing, using it, stealing it, or having it lost, or somebody spending it. Yeah, using it. Using it, let's see. Having it lost, stolen, or you using it. So anyway, I guess back to you. I have another clearing that I'll be doing at some point here. I'll tell you what it is. It'll probably be next year, I think, because this year is getting too, we have too much going on. This is what I'll be calling a 5x5 clearing. After finding out information from the underground, one of the underground tunnels, ancient tunnels, basically, when the humans were put here, you could only breed, I think they had five races initially. You know, this may be different than what you're used to hearing, but there was five races brought here, and the five races could only interbreed between them one time. Well, what happened after that is that they started breeding more and more, and maybe even other alien races came in and bred with the stock that was here. And they got kind of contaminated and became like Heinz 57s, like what you probably would be, or maybe even worse. So I'll be doing this clearing to take away the energies as much as we can to bring you back to that five-race breeding scenario. So then you kind of all understand it. You know, you're here, and there's five races, and the five races can breed, you know, between the five, but you can't bring in another one and breed over again. So that's sort of what that is, and I can remove that energy from you. It's not an easy process because there's 25 different clearings, so I don't know how I'm going to be doing this yet, but I thought I'd throw that out to you. And on a few of the test subjects that I've done this on, they said they felt better and maybe lighter, and one person said they even look a little different, so we'll just see how that is there. But anyway, that'll be probably something next year we'll be doing, first part of the year. I don't know when I'm going to be charging for this one, because I got to look at it and see how it's working. So, and it's a lot of energy. So I guess we got a few minutes to go. We have a call this Saturday, I believe. Is that correct?
Let's see. Okay, let me just go on the website here real quick. I believe that this was the Saturday. Okay, the one coming up on Saturday, today is the 15th, so it's going to be the 18th. So, yes, that's going to be the four-hour Ascension preparation call. That is going to be on the 18th. So it usually starts 3 p.m. Central Time, I believe. I think the people who normally do those calls, they know.
Yeah. And then 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, yeah. So that'll be a three-hour call.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you for reminding us. Okay, very good. Okay, well, we are down to 1 minute of the show, and we do have a lot of questions in here that I didn't get to, but if you have requested the documents from the workshop for financial information and you were in that workshop, I have you in a file, and I will be sending out the information that we have thus far. I'm sure it's quite a lot to go through, and I don't know if that includes recordings of the workshop. I do not think it does. However, what's most important is the work pages right now, so I will be sending those out between tonight and tomorrow. Okay, and thank you, everyone, and that's it for me, Ron.
Okay, so we probably have some audio going out at some point here. I won't know for about a week. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart drop, and this is how this works. So you want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And tomorrow we have our Thursday PBS show at 4 o'clock Pacific, and we'll be doing number 2 on our archives there from Contact Talk Radio. So, and that'll also be repeated on Sunday at 7 o'clock on PBS. So listen to those. They're great shows. So we'll see you later. Bye, everybody. Blessings.